Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Wyville police are investigating a series of car break-ins at Love Mill Apartments. The thefts were reported just before 2 a.m. Tuesday. Small items such as jewelry and cologne were taken, along with a Nintendo DS. Five vehicles in total were hit, according to the police report. WPD is advising folks never leave valuables in your vehicle and always keep your doors locked. The sheriff's office is offering similar advice right now. Residents along Peacock Road and Old Lumberton Road are being asked to keep an eye out for a suspicious individual who's been seen on security cameras. The suspect reportedly has been looking at car windows and prowling around properties during the overnight hours. If you see anything suspicious, call 911. President Donald Trump's new policies on illegal aliens has sparked a flurry of rumors across the region. Wyville City and Columbus County Schools issued statements that they will not allow students to be detained or release student records to any law enforcement agency without a warrant. Bladen County Schools made a similar statement last week. Bladen Sheriff Jim McVicker addressed rumors of ICE sweeps, saying that there have been no federal roundups in Bladen County. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers did not return a request for comment. A state law passed last year requires local sheriffs to cooperate with federal agents. County commissioners on Monday turned down a request that would have given Columbus County status as a high-risk wildfire area. Shane Hardy of the North Carolina Forest Service explained that the shift from moderate to high-risk category would require more regulation on anyone burning to clear land. In a split vote, commissioners refused the request out of concern for adding an additional burden to farmers. The board also implemented a hiring freeze for the 35 open positions in the county right now and adopted other cost-saving measures. The latest audit showed additional revenue shortfalls, including overestimating utility franchise tax revenues by more than $2 million. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is set for February 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Kyla is in UNC hospitals recovering from injuries sustained in the January 6th car crash that killed her mother, Misty Cribb. Friday is the Tim Tebow Night to Shine at Western Prong Baptist Church. The annual celebration gives special needs students an opportunity to enjoy a high school prom. Volunteers and donations are still needed. Call 910-648-2744. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market Saturday from 10 until 12 at West Columbus High School in Cerro Gordo. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements. Bring your own bags and boxes. For more information, go to foodbankcenc.org or see this story at columbuscountynews.com. Hallsboro Neighborhood Watch will meet February 8th from 2 to 3 p.m. at Mount Hebron Church, 570 Red Buck Road. Special guests will include members of the Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, and County Commissioners. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.